From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 2012 was a record year for the movie business in China. Theaters raked in about $2.7 billion. That pushes China past Japan to become the world's second largest movie market. Those blistering sales were expected. China's ultimate box office champ, however, was not expected. NPR's Frank Langford reports from Shanghai on the hottest film in the world's hottest market.
Hollywood blockbusters usually do well here, and last year, competition was stiff. See if you can figure out who came out on top. If you guessed this, or this, you would be mistaken. Tom Cruise and James Bond were all beat by this. That's Lost in Thailand. It's a Chinese slapstick comedy that cost less than $5 million to make. A cross between The Out-of-Towners and The Hangover 2, the movie took in more than $200 million here in just 7 weeks. That's the biggest gross for a Chinese movie ever, and more than any foreign film has ever earned here, except Avatar.
It's really a phenomenon. I think it's surprised a lot of people.
Rance Powell runs Artisan Gateway, a cinema investment and research firm in Shanghai. He says Lost in Thailand took off for several reasons.
I think the timing was very good for the film. We'd just come off, you know, a number of big Chinese films that were really, dramas.
Powell says ordinary Chinese also gravitated to Lost in Thailand because the humor revolves around the pressures of modern Chinese life. The main character, Xu Long, is headed for divorce and in a vicious competition with his office mate to lock down the rights to a world-beating invention in Thailand. Here he is, trapped in Bangkok traffic, trying to make a flight.
Go that way. Be quick.
No.
The Thai cabbie complains Chinese are always rushing. When he learns where Xu is from,
Beijing,
he says traffic in Beijing is even worse. Again, Rance Powell.
You see in the characters' behaviors towards one another a bit of daily life, a bit of the chaotic, the frenetic activity, the commercial atmosphere where everybody is go, go, go.
The movie also sends up contemporary Chinese stereotypes. Xu inadvertently teams up with Bao Bao, who's part of a big Chinese tour group that wears matching baseball caps. Sweet-natured and bumbling, Bao Bao reads Xu a list of his goals for his first trip overseas. It includes the Taj Mahal, which Bao Bao is saddened to learn is in India, taking on a Thai kickboxer and watching one of Thailand's famous transvestite shows. Lost in Thailand has its critics. A professor in the central Chinese city of Wuhan called it, quote, vulgar, debased, and commercial. But In Hong, a professor at Beijing's Tsinghua University who follows the film business, says young people seek out this sort of movie to escape some of the same pressures that plague its characters.
Because school tests and a busy schedule after landing a job have suppressed the space for young people to have fun, they have a strong desire for entertainment that's not easy to satisfy.
Lost in Thailand opens in a very limited run at select AMC theaters in the U.S. tomorrow, just in time for Chinese New Year. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.